Good evening, everybody. Today is January the 10th, 2015. So we have a lot of ones and some zeros. Wow, ones and zeros. That's how they control us. Now we got it in our date today. So anyway, let's do a clearing for everybody for the date. So January 10th, 2015. Here we go. So we'll first clear the zeros out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll clear the ones. And you can just see which one you respond to. Maybe you might have more of a way of feeling with the ones and the zeros than you would believe. But let's do the ones now, clearing the ones out of your life. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we got the lonely 5. So here we go, clearing the 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's do the light beam activation. So we bring peace energy into the light beams. And we'll do the male light beam first. So here we go. And they come in groups of 3. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now non-gender. And I'll count to bring this energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the female light beam. Only one of those come in. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. So we'll see how you're doing the first week here of the month. Tomorrow we have our 8-hour physical body intensive coming up here where we get rid of alien critters that are living inside of you. And you may want to get on that call, get rid of maybe an old parasitic life form that's kind of crusty, causing you problems. May not be a friend. So here we go. I'll do a sample of that. We're going to take away the, work with joints. We're going to get rid of the little caterpillars that are in your joints. So here we go. If you have a stiff joint, think of it right now. Focus on it. And here we go. Joints. And if not, we'll just do what your body believes that it needs. Your body has its own consciousness, and it is hearing us. So here we go. Releasing these caterpillar energies. Stronger. Getting them out. Stronger. 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 And stronger. There we go. So to see if your joints feel a little better, and we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you around, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. I'm in the chat room right now. I was just about to type in that we'll be receiving some questions on clsquestions@yahoo.com, and Ron is not taking calls tonight, so we can clear through the inbox and help everyone with their particular requests, healings, and also save time to go to the Creation Light Ship with Ron Amatron as our escort tonight. So we'll be doing that a little bit later. And for now, you can connect with us on the creationlightship.com website. Just when you get to that site, you can listen to BBS Radio Station 2 by clicking on the top. It says we're on live now. And there's also an icon on the top that will allow you to click onto the CLS chat where I and several other listeners are right now posting comments or responses to Ron's healings. Sometimes people feel things or sense things, and it's kind of nice when Ron asks how it felt for you if you can respond. And also, it's a good place to type in your particular questions about issues that Ron discusses. The topics change rapidly. So what I was saying was that Ron was clearing at the beginning of the show the ones and the zeros, and said it was in the date kind of heavy. And when we had the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day week shows last Saturday, Ron had cleared last Saturday the New Year's Day numbers, 1-1-2015. And after that, people reported feeling a lot of relief. Before that, people had reported feeling a little bit out of it, down, and not very pleasant, depressed even, if I recall correctly, yeah. And so then we got an email from someone who I know listens, has been listening to Ron for at least 2 years, and she wrote in to you, Ron. She wanted to get your opinion on this. She wrote, "On New Year's Day, I was extremely depressed and felt like even suicidal. This is not the norm with me. Can you give me an idea of what happened?"
Yeah, a lot of energies were coming about around the first of the year. That's when they brought in the brand new alien timelines for 2015. And so by saying that, the energy was really, really funky, very, very heavy. I think it's heavy for a lot of people. And so if you did feel something, it's because that's what was going on. Everything was coming in. Another thing is that the aliens are trying to connect humans now to clones. Another way of stating that, the clones are now attempting to, like, put a suction cup out to suck out your brain matter, in a sense, to get your thoughts, because they're programming energies that's being transmitted to them is being, in a sense, taken away. I won't say it's 100%, but they're having a lot of glitches. And so humans are normally pretty stable because they're not running programs to run their life, as a clone would be 100% in the program mode. So they're trying to get some stability, and they could be tapping into you. And kind of going sideways slightly here, you know, anyway, so the first part of the year was rough for a lot of people. What I found by talking to people is that they have realized that having a couple of extra computers is very, very beneficial to have that light being up. So most people have one computer, maybe a desktop or maybe a laptop. And what I would suggest doing, and, you know, this is kind of, you know, up to you naturally, but look around for a couple of older computers. You may be able to find a used one. You know, $100, probably any day of the week, you could find a $100 used computer, maybe in a $50 one. But you don't need to have the Internet. So I'm going to talk about this so you can have your awareness there. If you get a used laptop, which is what most people like having because they can put that into their car with an inverter, you can buy those cigarette lighter inverters and plug it in and take it with you. And so if you're not really too computer savvy, then you don't close the lid on it, and you go to, like, a coffee house whose Wi-Fi is everywhere, and get in there, get on the net, you know, get on the website, and maybe put some tabs up for those free clearings, okay? And, you know, you may have 10 free clearings now on your computer, and run them for, some people just take that timer, and they run it up to, you know, maybe 3,000 minutes. I think you can go, which I have not tried, but one person said they put it all at like 4 dynes, and they start the timer and let it run. So you run them all that way. Now, if you don't turn your computer off and you don't close the lid, because a lot of the laptops, when you close the lid, it shuts it down. So you'd have to have somebody readjust that for you, you know, inside of the, you know, the program, so it won't do that. But, you know, just making it very simple, just don't close the lid then. And that program will keep running without the Internet. So you can have these computers on. So you have people who say, I have to go to the library to do my clearings off and on because I don't have Internet in my house. I can't afford it. So you can at least take that advantage of doing the free clearings and leave them up and have it maybe in the same room or the room next to you and just keep that light being up all the time. And if it's too bright, then you can dim it. I think F11 will dim your screen, but you'd have to ask somebody. It might be different with different computers. But anyway, you can also dim your screen so it's not as bright at night. Or just put like a little, maybe a bath towel over it so that it's not as bright or something. But that's what I would suggest doing, is getting a couple of extra computers, and you don't need to be on the internet, and you just go to a place that has Wi-Fi, plug it in, turn it on, load those programs on it, and don't turn the computer off. And just, you know, you can rechange your timer. If you get down to like 100 minutes, just go back in there again, you know, stop the clearing. You want to actually turn the clearing off on one of those buttons to stop the clearing, and then retype in a larger number, like, you know, for the time, and then hit start, and it'll be all brand new again for you. So that's what I would recommend doing. So if you're out there and you're wondering what you can do, or maybe you never realized you could take the laptop with you in your car to have a clearing, like a space clearing or something, you know, that one you have to pay for, but the free ones you could also take with you and run them all the time. So that's kind of my suggestion to the listening audience. And you may even have friends who have an old computer because, you know, maybe they have a 10-year-old one and they wanted to get a new one and they don't want to use the old one. Maybe they didn't even give it to you free. So just think that over. So anyway, that's, you know, what we're dealing with here is trying to get you to have the clearings up on your screen more often. And there's more programs coming in from the aliens on the new 2015 timeline. There's already been the abduction, you know, during the first part of the year. So I would think we're probably down to about 5% humanity here of humans. And just watch around, and you may have a hard time seeing energy on people. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So you want to be able to hold your own spiritual integrity, and having that light beam up, which is in the now, can help you. So back to you, Kathy.
You know, that's good advice, Ron, getting more than one laptop or computer. I know some people don't have a, you know, a laptop. They have a regular, you know, PC or maybe even a tablet, and that may not work. But the laptop idea is pretty good, and I've heard so many people testify to that on the Q&A that you used to hold that are now in the archives. And also, people have called in who were the really long-time listeners. And I listened to them because when I was new, I just had one laptop. And I knew that I bought all these clearings, and I don't know, you know, I didn't know how I was going to make them work if I just had this one laptop and I was trying to do emails and other things. And then once I realized that the clearings are designed to be up all day, if you know how to do that, and it's pretty easy, then that was a turning point for me when things just really started to get a lot better for me. And before that, you know, I can really say, if you've listened to any archives at all, you've heard some of my stories. And it wasn't pretty, but now it's rosy. And I know it's because I have, you know, learned from those who preceded me and listened to Ron's sage advice about getting those clearings up and running and keeping them that way. And I took my laptops, Ron, to a computer, let's say, call them doctor, they call them computer doctors or computer fixers, computer runners, people who know how to do any kind of clear and fix, any kind of laptop. I took some of the used ones, and I had them clear out the old data from the previous owner, and I had them set the settings so that the screen would not go to sleep ever, would stay up permanently. Because that is another problem when you get a laptop that's older, the screens do fall asleep. They do go back to, you know, the hibernation mode. So we didn't necessarily mean to talk about computers all night tonight, but as Ron said, it's important enough because people who are having problems and have healings can use them if they have more than one laptop, and especially if they're sharing that laptop with somebody else. So anyway, moving on, this person who talked about New Year's Day energies, I hope is feeling better now, but she also continued on, Ron, with another part of her question. And she says, and this could be related also, she lives in a remote area. She told wants you to know that the weather is always seems to go around her area, around her home, like a circle. It, like, skips over her house. And when there's rain and all kinds of things, it's missing their house. So she wants to know if you have any, if you might have any kind of clue of what's going on with that.
Well, if she's doing clearings at all, very possibly she may be doing the gray sky clearing. And so a lot of people have indicated, you know, with the gray sky clearing that that does happen, you know, around their house or maybe even in their whole town. The town is different and better weather, maybe a little warmer. You can see the sun through the clouds. And you go outside of your area where you are, even a couple blocks away, and it looks kind of gloomy. So very possibly that could be the gray sky clearing. And that's one reason to keep your laptop on, to give you a little more of that better weather, because you're, remember, the gray skies that are up there is a camouflage, and there's probably aliens behind it. So when you do a gray sky clearing, they don't want to be connected to the light, so they kind of move over. And all of a sudden, you start to see the sun, and, you know, you may start to see the clouds leave around your area because they don't want to be, you know, attracted and connected to the light. So that's probably why I would say it's probably going on. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Again, a couple of computers would be very helpful in keeping the light beams up and on, because if your computer screen does go into hibernation, it's something else on the image. It's something else on the screen. It's not the light being image. So the light being image would work best. And if you have multiple light being images, just like at the beginning of the programs, we have the availability of having three light being images on a screen, which is great if you've got one of those giant screens, or you can project your computer to your television. You've got a big screen TV. That's a lot of light being faces or images, and you can do that. And the reason is because that's how it works, and that's why Ron energizes them. And when your computer is online, and even if you're not connected to the Internet, if they're up and showing, they are energized and working for you or whoever you're running clearings on. So that is why it's so important to have that image up and have your computer on with the clearing and have the images showing. You can even tile them across the bottom if it's for the same person, or you can have multiple images on a screen, however you want to work them on your screen with the minimization or the boxing or however it's done. But as long as they're up and they can shoot out their energy to you. So anyway, that's good to know. And so thank you for that, all that great information, Ron. I hope that this will help people to, well, you know, like you said, the heavier energy is coming. And this would be a good program for people to take heed of your words of maximizing the availability of the online clearings. So another go ahead.
That's great. Yeah. So what I was thinking is, if you do that extra computers, you know, since you probably don't live in a tent where you just have one room, maybe, you know, have one maybe where you're having breakfast or something, or your living room, and you know, if you're watching TV or something, then you know, have the computer behind you somewhere. So the light beam picture's up, so you can be in that room having the light beam energy. I think most people probably have their computer on in their bedroom at night. I would highly recommend that, because that might help to ward off, you know, your feet being poked by, you know, little pins, or your body jerking and things as they're experimenting with you. So by doing that, it could help you out a whole bunch. But by all means, you know, if you have another computer, put it into another room when you're in that room and then bring it back to your bedroom. Just think if you have three computers in your bedroom, wow, you might sleep very nice. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Very true for me. Okay, looking at the chat room, Ron, a listener question. He's asking if the intensives, the body rejuvenation calls you hold on Sundays, are effective if you're an absentee. And we know they are, but maybe you'd like to give some of your own validation for this listener, Ron.
Yeah, so a lot of people do go on absentee because they just can't take the time out for 8 hours. So, yes, you can do the eight-hour calls absentee very easily. And if you want to be on it for a couple of hours, that's fine. But just get on the call, and you can check in periodically if you want to listen to what we're doing. There is silence, but once you're on the call and you sign up for it, then you're on the call for sure. And whether you're physically on the phone or not, the healings work perfectly for you.
And a reminder, there's a reminders and a good announcement to review tutorials. We have a listener, a longtime listener, who kindly and generously created two tutorials about two of the online healings Ron offers, which is great because for newcomers or people who are just want to know how to do a clearing even better, there is a step-by-step clearing for the natal barcode removal clearing and the timeline crash removal. And I've seen them both. They're very thorough. I mean, this person starts at the very beginning and goes to the end. Well done and very understandable. Our moderator has posted a link to those step-by-step tutorials in the chat room. There's also a link on the chat intro box and take you right to the tutorials. If you are not able to access the CLS chat, you can request them through the email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And one of the co-hosts or the administrator will be happy to email them to you. Okay, so regarding the computers, Ron, one of the listeners just posted a question on that subject, so I'm going to read it now. She wants to know, when she does a clearing for herself or someone else, does she or they have to stay in front of the computer? Or can they just leave the computer going? So, yeah, this has come up before, so this is a new listener, and she'll be glad to know that it's an easy solution. So I'll let you answer that, Ron. Over to you.
Yeah, normally on most clearings, you should be in front of your computer. So I'd say 90% of the time that would be correct. And the reason so is you may want to feel the energy from the light beam. You may not want to be distracted from your clearing, so you can actually see how your body is integrating the healing energies. And you may start to feel things leave you. So that's beneficial so that you're, in a sense, proactive, but I don't want to use the word proactive because you don't really have to do anything other than click some buttons, okay, sometimes. So you're not helping the clearing move forward by being in front of it. You're just there to sample and to feel the energies. So you could be out of the room, but if you are doing a clearing where you have to change the little radio buttons over or you have some check boxes that you want to check or uncheck, then, you know, you need to be there to do that. But if you're away, like, say, on a death barcode clearing, and maybe you're doing the emotional part of that, and that takes 30 minutes. So I would recommend getting a little timer if you have to go out. Maybe you have to water your lawn or something. So you can still do that, but come back so you don't waste a lot of time and come back 2 hours later and go, oh, I should have pushed that button half an hour, you know, after it was done, you know. So you want to do it in a timely manner. But you don't have to be there, but most people, I find, are there. Now, there are people who are doing clearings, and maybe they work in their house with the job, and they run a clearing, and, you know, they've already done their whole lifetime clearing, so they really don't need to kind of investigate how the clearing is working. Maybe they're just doing a clearing for, like, the head connectors or gray skies or, you know, the satellite clearing. So you don't have to be in front of your computer to have it work. So it's kind of up to you. But if you are doing a whole lifetime clearing, I would probably recommend it only takes, you know, a short amount of time, maybe 15, 20 minutes to do your whole lifetime. So by all means, you know, be there. But the other clearings that could be longer, as long as you're not changing buttons, you can move it round and about, and there's no problem with that. So back to you.
And what about the photos, Ron? What about the energy of the photo?
That's correct, yeah. So yeah, it's always good, if you're not going to be around, to get a picture of yourself and put it in front of your monitor screen. And you will probably actually physically see the photo change. So if you're kind of looked a little pale when you had your picture taken, you may do a couple of clearings and you may see a little more colors in the photo where you're not as pale. Or you may see some wrinkles vanish out of the photo. Or you might see yourself glowing. This is what people have commented to me that they have seen during that photo, that it does physically change because it is connected in time, and you're changing the time on that photo, bring it into the current reality. So that gets a little sci-fi, but it does actually change. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, that's been discussed on many shows over the past, and a lot of people, what they do is, just to give you a little tip here, is to take some photos of themselves and tape it to the back of the chair. That way when they get up, they're still there technically. And or another person suggested taping it onto a bottle where they are, or also you can just lay it on the chair or on the seat of the chair, and or just if you have a small picture, just put it on top of the keyboard when you leave. And what I do is say, okay, this is me. I've got to go now, but here I am, and I just lay it there, you know, face up. And, well, it's kind of funny when people come over, they may see pictures of you, of yourself. You know, I wonder why that they're taped there like that and why you have pictures of yourself here and there. And, you know, it's just, okay, well, that's because, you know, you're going to have your answer ready. Anyways. That's part of this whole lifestyle of doing the clearings. Another listener question in the chat room, Ron, is, okay, he has the prosperity clearing. It's a whole life clearing, and there is that optional box. It's worded, light beings assist in clearing this specified incident. It's a request. I request the light beings to assist in clearing the specified incident. So he wants a little guidance of what he could type in there. Is it things that he wants removed?
Yeah, so what it is, when you first do your whole lifetime clearing, that box is not used, because you're just doing your whole lifetime. Now, after that, then you get the unlimited if you wish to do the clearing to stay current, which most people do because, you know, we have our probably maybe five major issues that people deal with, emotional, maybe possibly pain, you know, trauma, maybe mental body, fear, anger. So those are probably the main ones that I think almost everybody will get a whole lifetime clearing on. So now, after you do your whole lifetime, then if you want to stay current with those major issues that we have daily here or maybe weekly, then you get the unlimited, and now you would use that specific incident box for what happened to you during a particular time frame or day. And so you could be fine for maybe a week and not being angry, and then all of a sudden you're angry, and you type into that box that you're angry, what the anger was, and it'll get clear from you. So that's what it's designed for, is to clear a situation or what you dealt with to get it released from you so it doesn't keep recycling. Otherwise, you're actually going to be toxic to yourself with that issue. So you just want to release it so you're not recycling it, because it will come back on you again, because naturally once you've woken it up, it's going to have a life of its own, and you'll probably be dealing with more timelines on it. See, then you have to crash more timelines because you awaken the dead, we'll say, awaken that dead issue. So that's what that box is for. It's used only for the unlimited version of that particular clearing, which would be a whole lifetime clearing. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I think that answers a person's question, because actually it's the clearing is the same, almost the same as removing. So it's not really the place to ask for something that you might want, because they're there, the light beings are there to clear out the densities, the blockages, and the obstacles that are surrounding us energetically. Okay, so what I want to do now is, Ron, we have a couple more questions to get to before we go to the light ship. So I am watching the time. It's 35 after. And here's a question that's been someone's been waiting to hear from you about. It's from the Czech Republic, and the listener has been on the teleconferences lately and the body rejuvenation. I mean, the body organ rejuvenation teleconference, and also in the rejuvenation 8-hour calls. But still is having some physical distress when they do healings. They started the dark side mind control transmission and had a lot of yawning, couldn't sleep because they were yawning so much. And so wanted you to know that. Also woke up in the middle of the night and the blanket was on the floor. This person is just having some, you know how you mentioned that you might feel the energies. So this person really is feeling some energies in a physically distressing way. And they're from the Czech Republic, and I know they try to stay up late to listen. So I wanted to try to get this to you so you could help them out with some suggestions. So over to you.
Okay, well, it sounds like since you picking up one of those incidences where the blanket was on the floor, your cover was, it sounds like, you know, if you weren't sleepwalking, and even if you were, you'd probably cover yourself. So it sounds like there's abductions going on there. That's what I would say you're dealing with, is alien abductions. And they may not like you to have these clearings, so they're making you more uncomfortable with having a clearing, maybe making you feel dizzy or upset stomach, nauseated or something like that. So I would say it's probably dealing with alien abductions. It's possible that there is maybe a shapeshifter slash alien in your body that doesn't like what you're doing because it doesn't want to have light around it. And it's living in you as a host. So that's kind of what I would tend to think of. Let me do a clearing if you're listening here. And this I can do for everybody listening live. It only happened live right now. It will not work on the archive. So if you do have one of those alien critters in you, life forms, we're going to take it out. So here we go. Now, this is different than your clone replicas. This is actually another life form, another alien energy living inside of your body, sharing your physical body. And it's much more heavier and dense than your spirit would be, because it could actually materialize using your body energy to do that. So you could actually physically change forms, which could freak out somebody who's next to you, but it could do that. So here we go. I'm going to take this away out of your body. So Here we go, everybody. If your body does jerk when I do this, it's a very strong indication, I'd say 99%, that you have something living inside of you that should not be there. So here we go. We're going to take out this one alien being that's living in you, and you're the host. And here we go, coming out, and almost ready. Out. There we go. So, if you're listening, your body did jerk. You had, say, 99% possibility that you had an alien living inside of your body. So that's what we were focusing on, something that was a life form that was maybe not from this earth. And so you could say, well, I did jerk. How did I get this thing? Well, they can implant you, embed these in you when you go out on timelines. And then also maybe you went to a practitioner in your past. Maybe you did some special rituals, sacred vows, or something, you know, where you got connected to the darkness thinking it was light, and they hooked you up. So that's how things happen here. So back to you, Kathy.
Good suggestions, Ron. Yeah, that's quite possible. Well, I'm sure they appreciate your response and insight and will take action on that. Okay, so some comments and questions from the listeners in the chat room. We have some newbies, and they are interested in learning how to do the clearings the right way. So again, I'd suggest going to the tutorials. It'll give you a good place to start. And then also just to get on the clearings, especially the free ones that Ron offers, and just start using them. You just can't go wrong. They're super simple. And you can use them overnight, and you can adjust the amount of time. You can go up high numbers, because that's a lot of minutes when it's overnight and you're right there with it. If you have a computer in your room, or if you have your photo next to a computer or a laptop. So anyway, just go ahead and get on those clearings. That's the idea we're giving here, is to start learning how to use the clearings for yourself that are not set at a default time. And okay, so Ron, we have a special request for a pet cat. This is from a longtime listener, and she has an elderly cat, she writes, and it has particular disease with its kidney and thyroid. And she does take the cat with her to the Creation Lightship when we go on Saturdays and on the rejuvenation calls, et cetera, et cetera. But now, it's just getting a little bit worse. Of course, the cat's a little older. So she would like a pain body sample clearing for the cat, and maybe entity clearing if you think that that is in order. She's also open to other ideas of what she can do for her cat.
Yeah, I would think those two clearings would work fine. What I'll do right now is bring some oxygen in, because that does help heal. So if you do have anybody listening has a pet or animal, or maybe even yourself, maybe you have something going on, we'll bring in some oxygen for everybody. So if you do have a pet or animal, maybe watch them and just see if they tend to change a little bit. So here we go. One. Two. Three. Four and five. There we go. So I'll use the word stronger now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's make sure that you're all in your bodies correctly so you can take full benefit of this particular clearing. So let's take you out of your body instantly. You're out. Realign you, put you back in properly. Coming in. One, two, three, four, and five. There. Remember, if you're turned sideways in your body won't have a healing because you're turned sideways. Your body's facing forward and your spirit energy is a different direction. So how could you ever get well when there's no connection to your body with your spirit? So that's a clue for everybody. So let's do some more oxygen now in case you were in a little crooked. So again, I'll use the word stronger to bring in oxygen. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, Kathy, maybe we'll go to the light ship in about 10 minutes.
Okay, Ron, when we do go, will you take us to the pain release room so she can bring her cat there too?
Yes, we'll do that. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. And also we have some comments from the listeners that responded to your suggestions of running more than one computer at a time to get the maximum benefit of the clearings with all these extra strong energies, dark energies. One says, yes, she's been doing that for a while with tablets. She has two tablets, and she gets the Wi-Fi outside of her home and lets the timer continue running, and then she changes to different clearings. And she has tablets running 24/7. That's working for her. And then another listener writes in, same thing. She has two tablets, and she confirms what you're saying, that it definitely makes a difference. I use one of the tablets to run the free clearings, about six or seven of them, 24/7. She doesn't feel as safe without them. And she's been doing this mostly almost from since July with for she and her husband. And then she uses the other laptop to run the paid clearings, like the whole life clearings or the bundles. And then she can move them around the house when possible or necessary, but she does have them in the bedroom when sleeping, and she uses the timer on her mobile phone to remind her of times to reset or update the timing. So I'm reading this for the benefit of those who want to learn how to do this, and this is really a great suggestion from this listener. So thank you. Oh, and she's also from the Czech Republic. So it can be of much benefit, as you hear, to get another laptop somehow or even tablet. As another listener just said, tablets work too. Of course, I think it kind of depends on the tablet, but I mean, you could check that out before you buy it, see if it'll work for you. Okay, so Ron, it's 46 after, and I know you wanted to go to the Creation Light Ship, and there's a request here for someone who missed last Saturday's program. She is a January birthday, so wondered if we could go back again to get a little bit of dessert and celebrate one more time.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what I'll do is if anybody wants to suggest a room, just send it to the chat room there. I'll have Kathy read it for me. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And the call will end about 5 after the hour here. So we're going to go up. You can bring your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you're going to be completely out of time. So for the newbies listening, you're going to be completely out of time. Zero time here on a timeline is different than being out of time. So you're going to be in source energy as you're bi-located. And as you look around, like right now, things around you may be connected to you through energetic cordings. Normally on our programs, you're pretty much in the now, but you still could be corded a little bit. When you go to the light ship, everything around you will be like it's a picture, that it's dead, and you're going to be completely in source energy. And then when we come back, you can feel the change as you come back down. Normally when I count from, we'll just say 5 to 1 or 1 to 5, when we come back, normally when I hit the second number, you're going to start feeling the density coming on you. So here we go, everybody. And you want to think of one particular physical issue. And if you have a pet or animal, just kind of indicate that too. And they're going to know also, because they are conscious. And if you have a fish, they will know. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship. I'll count to five to go up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you're there, and what's happening is that your body that you have here is completely remade in the original blueprint of who you are. And then from there, the energies that you're requesting to have healed is brought down to you here, and you're bilocated, because your emotional bodies here will cause your illness and your problem. And so it keeps, when you come back each time, in the bilocation process, we'll just say it's just to pick a number, a million times. It's much more than that, but we'll just say a million times. Each time you come back here, those densities wrap around you. Now you have your problem again. Then you go back up to the light ship, they take it away. And then you come back down here and you get it. Well, sometimes just by having it taken away enough, part of that density from that emotional body gets healed. And if it gets healed enough, then voila, what you have now is gone. And remember, there's more than one body causing you situations and problems. But here we go. Let's go to the first room. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are going to their particular location for their own special healing. And you're wearing the clothes that you have on right now, unless you're in the bathtub, and then they give you a robe if you're walking around. So everything is, nobody's watching you, because you're all isolated and separated and just working with the light beams. And you are talking with them either physically or through, say, mental telepathy. So there is always communications going on. So let's go to the hot tub room. You're going to be in the silver energy in the hot tub this time. And you can adjust the temperature if you want it to be warmer or cooler a little bit. Maybe you're someplace where there's a lot of snow on the ground and you're a little cold, so ask to have it brought up a little bit if you like, and you're going to feel your body warm up. So here we go, taking away stuff, detoxing, negativity that you have held with you. And here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the pain release room. And this is where the animals are also going. I see animals that have maybe joint problems, so that's being worked with, and maybe cartilage problems here. For us, we'll go have the same situations done. They can work with ligaments, tendons, and whatever bone density. So you need to request what you'd like to have happen. And they're working on you right now. We'll go into one other room. We'll go into the crystal room with the crystal points. These are clear quartz crystals, and each one of these crystals are conscious, and they're doing healing on you. And do you have a request there, Anne? I mean, excuse me, Kathy?
Okay, a request for a room? Yes. Centrifuge and cancer release.
Oh, okay, yeah. So cancer cell release room. So here we go. Going into that room, one, two, three, four, and five. The energy's coming to you now. And from there, we're going into the centrifuge room. This is where some of these harder problem situations can get released. These are more kind of like ingrained in you, and they're just very difficult to release. So the room is spinning, and these thought forms are leaving you. So here we go, releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And next room, Kathy?
Well, I don't want to forget the food court for belated birthday.
Okay, yeah, I was going to go in there. So here we go. Yeah. So, everybody, we're going back to have a second birthday event here for January. I guess that means that you can be twice as old now if you had one earlier. So here we go. Hopefully not. We're in the food court room, and you can request what type of dessert you like. I like the hot fudge with the German chocolate cake and the drizzle and the ice cream and the cherries and the nuts and everything else on it, you know. Signs of a pencil eraser, so you get a little magnifying glass and it looks really big, like you have it like on a 12-inch plate, and it's going on your finger and going into your mouth. And it's very nutritious, so yummy. And you may find your saliva changing. You can ask for seconds and thirds if you like. And if you don't want to have dessert, then you can have some soup or something to drink if you like. And the light beings now are singing happy birthday to us again for people born in January. So here we go. Happy birthday, everybody. And hopefully you enjoyed your dessert here. And let's now go to another location. I want to go to the green room where the green discs are. So there's one below our feet, one on top of us, on the top of our head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next room, Kathy?
Dragons, deer, and dolphins.
Okay. These rooms, okay? So let's go to the room with the dragons. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, you're requesting your healing. And now we'll go to the deer and the dolphin rooms here. So one's in the water, one isn't. And the deers are coming. They normally come in groups of three, all these energies that we bring in. So normally there's three light beings. So have three deer, three dolphin, and three of whatever room we're going into, and three dragons. So here we go. As they come to us, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Kathy, what's next?
Let's do the waterfalls.
Okay. So we'll go on to three different waterfalls. We'll go on to the clear waterfall. Here we go. So request your healing, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll go on to the silver waterfall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next one will be the gold waterfall, golden energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go on where the horses are. So here we go. Could be large ones or small ones, your choice. And here comes the horses or the ponies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do one more room, Kathy. Do you have a particular room?
How about for the cats?
Cats, the cat room. Okay, here we go. So here comes either the kitty cats, little small ones or large ones. And again, there's three of them, so here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and request your own particular healing. And here's more energies for the cats. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So I'm going to be coming back from the light ship. And our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. If you are taking your plants up, you may notice that they are probably growing extra tall, and you know, you might compare that to your neighbors. This is what most people say, that they're a lot more healthier, more vibrant, more colorful, and physically larger. So, and also if you have a garden, that could be wonderful too. We're coming back down, so count from, I guess, 5 to 1 backwards. And you're going to be disconnected from source energy, and you're coming back here to be on Earth. So here we go, and the by location will stop. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we're back here now, so we've got about maybe 9 minutes, Kathy. What do you want to do?
Okay, well, here's a question, and it's about what the light will do when we go back to our home base. If the light doesn't take away our experiences, then will we remember our experiences when we return to our home base?
Okay, yeah, when you're in light, there's nothing that you're remembering because you're in the now. So you're not going to have any remembrance of what you did previously. We're here on Earth. Everything is recorded. So it's really hard to, at first, get your head wrapped around light versus darkness, because here we have memories of everything that's happened to us. and only because, probably because you don't want to get involved in situations that are negative. But in light, there's no such thing as a negative situation. It's just what you're choosing to experience. And it's not going to be anything that's going to be harmful, because you're not going to cause yourself harm, because harm is not really going to exist there. It's everything that's going to be used for, bringing things forward that you're creating. So you're not looking for a negative event or something, like, you know, having a tree fall on you or something. That would not be in your consciousness. You may want to have a tree, have another tree next to it, so you actually either plant a seed or just instantaneously manifest a tree if you want one. But you're not going to have a situation where something's going to cause harm. And much like you see on some of the YouTube photos where you see different animals being with each other that normally would not, be able to live side by side. So in light, they would be living that way. So you're not going to have any negative experience or memory of what you've done previously. It's all brand new to you. So everything that you're doing is brand new. Back to you.
That's reassuring. Okay, thank you for the answer. And while you were speaking, the listener from the Czech Republic, she wanted to share something about cats and cat healing, since that came up earlier. And she has some advice that sounds pretty good here. So I hope the person who requested the cat healing is listening. She says here she has two elderly cats also, and she usually activates or energizes their food using the object activation that Ron has online on his website, creationlightship.com, for body pain release. Also, she activates it for life force energy and physical well-being. Those are some categories on the object activation healing. Those are some choices. So she says, now I try to give them activated food or supplements only. They are in very good form, and she highly recommends it. She also takes them to the Creation Lightship, and they have had light being healings for peace, joy, and life force energy. She also plays the archive for them, Ron, where you did animal healings on September 8, 2014. And she recently ran the animal to light healing on them just in case. Good idea.
Yes, that's very good.
She wants to thank you for answering her emails. So that archive date was September 8, 2014 for the animal healings. Good
to
know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's great.
So thank you.
So if anybody else has any animals, we had a clearing on there which you could use. So, you know, just definitely go to that date. You might even try, this probably wouldn't work with an animal. I'd say skin misting water, but you know, I know cats don't like to get water. So they'd be gone. But you may charge up their drinking water, possibly. Some people have requested, you know, different minerals and things with that water, too. And, you know, that can be a possibility. So let's bring in some energy here. We got maybe a couple of minutes here, I think. So I'm going to bring in peace energy for everyone, and then we'll do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. Peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. And this you should be doing all the time. As much as you can, basically. You know, if you could do it once an hour, it'd be wonderful. And you'd be very peaceful. So you want to command your spirit out loud, and you can whisper also to take your thoughts in your head and just bring the energy of those thoughts into your heart. Very simple. I always count from 10 to 1, like an elevator dropping down. A lot of people like to feel it. So what I'm going to do this time is stop at 5, and I want you to think, because you're not in your heart yet, you're going to be able to think out of your throat. That's really an interesting experience for the first timers doing this. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. And I'll think a thought. And instead of having it, you know, between your ears, it'll be in your throat. And it will feel quite different. And now we'll continue on. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everyone, so blessings to you, and hope to see you on the intensive call tomorrow. It's eight hours long, and you can be absentee, and it's on the website. Just go into the website and check it out there. And so blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody, for your comments, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.